Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. What did we see in here today, grains-wise, just what's happening in the markets?
Well, kind of quiet day to day. Bean oil was pretty strong, up 70 points, and that kind of kept the beans in the positive category in the front end, up a half a cent to a penny there. Wheat a little bit weaker across the board. China canceled some French wheat purchases they made a few months ago after canceling nearly 600,000, over 600,000 tons from us here last week. So the wheat's got a little bit of a demand issue going. Also supportive in the beans was Brazil's official estimate of their soybean crop down to 146.8. That was down 2 or 3 million tons from the last, and down sharply from last week's USDA number of 155 million metric ton, which is about a little over 300 million bushels, which is, you know, a pretty big change in the balance sheet, both in Brazil and the world.
And what are we seeing on the livestock front here?
Well, we're firmer across the board today again. We're, you know, looks like the cash did trade as low as 83 in the south here earlier today on some little poor grade cattle. The most offers are now 186. We're, you know, nudging up to the upper end of the range, up to the gap that we left here back in last fall, last October, when we had that big sell-off. So a lot of the trades looking for that gap to be filled, which is just a dollar or so higher here. And maybe we get that filled and, you know, see if this cash market holds together here. You know, the harvest rate is still down in these cattle from a year ago substantially. But we still remain pretty current as far as the inventory goes.
Anything else we should be keeping an eye on before we let you go?
The energy market's up fairly strong today. Crude oil's up $2 a barrel. Products are up sharply too, up 7 cents, both heating oil and gasoline. There was a weekly EIA inventory number out this morning. Showed a draw of crude oil of 1.5 million barrels, a little over that. Gasoline draw of 5.6 million barrels and a build of distillates of about just under 1 million barrels. So demand remains pretty strong, especially for gasoline.